From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio, rural and agricultural news coming up next. Well, today's program is made possible in part by a longtime sponsor of On the Farm Radio, and we appreciate their support, Feedworks USA. They provide specialty feed ingredients for the livestock industry. More information at FeedworksUSA.com.
If a hurricane hits, have what you need to weather the storm. Now is the time to put together a disaster supplies kit. For a list of items to include, visit redcross.org.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Well, Rod Bain with the USDA brings us the latest in crop numbers.
The first look at farmer-based surveys and planted crop acreage for this season shows more corn expected to be grown. USDA's June acreage report shows 5% more corn acres being planted compared to 1 year ago, making this the third largest acreage expected since 1944. The report also reflects a decrease in plantings of other spring crops, soybean acreage down 4% year over year, wheat acres planted down 1%, and all cotton acreage down 10% from the prior year. Turning to quarterly stocks forecast, an opposite movement from this time in 2024 compared to the acreage report, with corn stocks down 7%, bean stocks up 4% from last year, and old crop wheat stocks up 22% year over year. For rice stocks, rough rice stocks are forecasted up 16% from 1 year ago, and milled rice stocks up 26%. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
A bullseye rash can be the first sign of Lyme disease, but not everyone will develop the rash. If you've been in areas where Lyme disease is common and develop fever, fatigue, facial paralysis, or joint and muscle pain, seek medical care. Reduce your chances of getting Lyme disease by wearing insect repellent, showering soon after coming indoors, and checking for ticks daily. To learn more, visit www.cdc.gov/Lyme. A message from CDC.
On the Farm Radio is pleased to promote and support the National FFA organization. Young people involved in agricultural education and leadership today will be our next generation of agriculturalists tomorrow. Contact your local FFA chapter to see how you can support our next generation of farmers and agribusiness leaders. More information at ffa.org.
More rural and agricultural news at our website, onthefarmradio.com. Our pearl of wisdom today comes in by letter mail from Gary Hostetter in Stanton, Virginia. Gary says, if you don't know what you're doing, just ask one of your neighbors. They usually know. Thank you, Gary, for that pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm. I'm Ish.